our world could do with one more good word. Hi, it's Kinza, and this is episode number 8 of Word Nerd. In 2 days' time, the 1st of December marks World AIDS Day. In med school, I've been most easily taught about the acquired immunodeficiency syndrome, its diagnostic techniques, and the various treatment regimens available for it now. Until I did my own research, however, I was not informed about the blood, sweat, and tears of thousands of people it took to make AIDS the manageable disease it is today, compared to the outrageously unfair and invariably fatal disease that it was when first discovered in 1982. Back then, they called it the gay-related immune deficiency, or GRID for short. The cries of people with AIDS went for the longest time unacknowledged by overly placid governments, healthcare systems, and citizens alike. They therefore decided to take matters into their own hands. David France, in his book How to Survive a Plague, the inside story of how citizens and science tamed AIDS, and in his documentary of the same name, looks at the founding of movements like the ACT UP, that is the AIDS Coalition to Unleash Power, and the TAG, the Treatment Action Group, and also the rise of an underground drug market in opposition to the prohibitively expensive and sometimes toxic AZT or zidovudine. He notes that ignored by public officials, religious leaders, and the nation at large, and confronted with shame and hatred, this small group of men and women chose to fight for their right to live by educating themselves, learning to become their own researchers, lobbyists, drug smugglers, and even clinicians, establishing their own newspapers, research journals, and laboratories, and demanding to become full partners in the race for effective treatments. Around the globe, 16 million people are alive today thanks to their efforts, which forced a reform in healthcare for AIDS. The race David speaks of is still on today, for a definite cure for AIDS remains to be found. Standing in solidarity with people battling AIDS today and remembering the fight of those who boldly stood up to it yesterday, I will now take you through what is known as the Bury Me Furiously request. It is a note penned by AIDS activist Mark Lowe Fisher days before he succumbed to the disease. So this is Mark Fisher's Bury Me Furiously request. I'm a person with AIDS. I think about what's happened to my life since I was diagnosed over 2 years ago. I think about all the passion and precious time I've spent fighting this government's indifference toward me and all people with AIDS. And I realize that a lot of people out there, gay, lesbian, and straight, still do not believe that the AIDS crisis is a political crisis. My friends and I have decided we don't want discreet memorial services. We understand our friends and families need to mourn. But we also understand that we are dying because of a government and a healthcare system that couldn't care less. I think of the late David Wojnarowicz, who wrote, "I imagine what it would be like if friends had a demonstration each time a lover or a friend or a stranger died of AIDS. I imagine what it would be like if each time a lover, friend, or stranger died of this disease, their friends, lovers, or neighbors would take the dead body and drive with it in a car 100 miles an hour to Washington, D.C. and blast through the gates of the White House and come to a screeching halt before the entrance and dump their lifeless form on the front steps." These words sharpen my thoughts and plan. I have decided that when I die, I want my fellow AIDS activists to execute my wishes for my political funeral. I suspect, I know, my funeral will shock people when it happens. We Americans are terrified of death. Death takes place behind closed doors and is removed from reality, from the living. I want to show the reality of my death, to display my body in public. I want the public to bear witness. We are not just spiraling statistics. We are people who have lives, who have purpose, who have lovers, friends, and families, and we are dying of a disease maintained by a degree of criminal neglect so enormous that it amounts to genocide. I want my death to be as strong a statement as my life continues to be. I want my own funeral to be fierce and defiant, to make the public statement that my death from AIDS is a form of political assassination. We're taking this action out of love and rage. Bury me furiously, Mark Lowe Fisher. On the 2nd of November 1992 in New York City, at Mark's furious funeral, if I may so call it, his fellow activist Bob Rafsky gave the Bury Me Furiously address. In it, he said, "Let everyone here know that this is not a political funeral for Mark Fisher, who wouldn't let us burn or bury his courage or his love for us any more than he would let the earth take his body until it was already in flight. He asked for this ceremony, not so we could bury him, but so we could celebrate his undying anger. Let the whole earth hear us now. We beg, we pray, we demand that this epidemic end." I mean for today's episode to educate and inspire you, and above all, to enrich in your hearts with compassion for people living with HIV or AIDS. So this World AIDS Day, make sure you show them in your own little way that they matter. Because as Princess D said, heaven knows they need it. Before I leave, I'll have you know that I'll be taking a break from Word Nerd for the next month or so. But make sure to keep in touch, for I hope to be back real soon with plenty more fun episodes full of humor and heart.